I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guy.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we've been all over the board today talking about teaching the youngins that to get involved with the grilling and have a little fun with it and don't be afraid of it. Right, Chaz?
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah. So we got, you know, it's never the Grilling Guys show if Bob's out of town and we don't bring him back into the show. So now live from Boston, whether it's Butts, Beans, or some other local flavor, we're going to talk to Barbecue Bob. You
give
out there,
some
brother?
Proof of life,
oh,
Bob.
Oh, I love your segues, Jop. That's a very good tie-in because everybody knows a Boston Butt and Boston Bean. So I like where you went there.
Yeah, I'm a grilling guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm talking to one.
You're a segue grilling guy. Yeah, so thanks for calling and having just a wonderful time with my family. We've been through some rocky weather. We had some storms when we were at my daughter and son-in-law's house down in a town north of New York City, about an hour, and real close to White Plains. And we really, really seen a ton of rain. I don't know. How are you guys doing out there?
It's been rains, but it's been sunny every day, but you just get the cloud bursts that blow through.
It's the craziest year.
Yeah. Grass is growing.
So anyway, being here, I'm trying to eat as much seafood as I can. We're transferring today to the Park Plaza in Boston, which is going to break the bank, but that's where everybody's staying. So,
well, la ti da, yeah.
Yeah. I'll be stealing towels and robes. That's for sure.
Yeah. Say hi to Thurston Howell the Third. Yes.
Yes, it's right up your alley, John. But chance for stepping up.
Stop moving, Bob. You're breaking up a little bit. Did we lose you?
I think Bob fell into the sea.
You there, Bob?
The dead spot.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah,
there you
are. You're back now, so start over.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, stay by a window.
So,
yeah.
Anyway, we're transferring hotels right now, and food is fantastic. I was going to grill some oysters, so I got some Long Island oysters, but they were too beautiful to grill, so we just ate them.
Oh,
I don't know
you
if you've
them
in Long Island or not, but they look like a scallop.
Ooh.
And they're like a sensuous piece of food. I'll tell you, it's crazy.
Yep.
Of course, I'm with Emily and Matt, and Emily's just a great chef. She's the one that works for the Food Network, and she has picked up. She was good before, sure, but we trade recipes and encourage each other all the time, and she and we harass each other. Can you imagine that job?
Yeah. So you're telling me that she went away from home to learn how to cook? Is that what you're telling me?
That's not what I said at all.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood.
But I'll take it. I'll take it because the stuff she picks up is great, and she made a marinade for some skirt steak and chicken. We did tacos when we were at her house, and I'll post the pictures on our Facebook page.
Cool.
Her husband, Matt, grilled it to perfection, grilled some corn. And the marinade was really simple. It's really just like EVO and a vinegar or balsamic. And I think there was some garlic in there and some cumin and lime. And just pretty simple, orange juice.
Yep.
And that's a great marinade, actually, if you're going to chop up a butt into pieces. And what's that pork recipe that you aside? Sorry, I've got my
you getting
assistant.
Coached?
Yeah. Anyway, carnitas. This is the one I do the carnitas with.
Yeah.
That's her recipe as well. It's very similar marinade. And if you ever want to make a pork butt turn out like lip smacking good and different from the way we normally do it, you know, just to break the profile, that's a great way to do it. And I think the orange juice and lime are what throw it over the top.
Yeah, the acid in there is going to break it down.
Yeah. Right? Well, it just brings you into a Mexican profile.
Yeah, cool.
Of course, one of my favorite foods.
Yep.
But that's what we're doing out here. We're just having fun. All my kids are here and their spouses. And no grandkids, so they get to relax. And we all know what that's like if you have kids and you...
You saddled a bunch of people with that duty because you got a lot of grandkids. They're spread out all over. If you got them all there and without their kids, good for you. I mean, that's
yeah,
a what
well,
a fun
that's
time.
My bride's part. She does all that. That's she's the She's the orchestrator.
Yeah, we all have one of those, don't we? Yeah.
We need them. Yeah.
Maybe not Chaz.
Yeah, it's pretty wonderful.
Yeah.
But so just a wonderful time. I got to see Matt and Emily's new house. And, of course, I've been in Ossining for about a year. And it's the first chance I've gotten to get out here. So just kind of cool, checking things off the list.
Yep.
And I love Boston. Haven't been here for 5 years. We're hitting some good breweries and just having a bang-up time. I get to see all my nephews and nieces and in-laws, and it's just that good.
Good. What a great thing to do in the summer. And you got a wedding that happened, or is it happening on Saturday today?
It's tonight, and
yep.
it's going to be one of those events.
A really big show.
Yes.
Quite the shindig,
Two wonderful families coming together.
Yep. Cool. Well, good for you. All right. Thanks for making a minute to check in. I know these things can get busy, but get out and eat some really good food and take a couple pictures of those oysters, because that's an East Coast thing that we don't really have a chance to do much of that here.
Yeah, if you ever get to Long Island, I'm telling you, there's nothing better than the afternoon of when they bring those things in, fresh that day. Long Island oysters.
Right. Yep. Yep.
All right, Chaz, thanks again.
No worries,
and,
buddy.
Peace and love to the grilling nation.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Good.
See you, Bob.
Take it easy.
Okay. Bye-bye.
So, you know, Bob's out there, and we've got to settle for, like, walleye cheeks.
Yeah, right. I don't think that's much of a settling if you got them. And like I said, I didn't make it down this year to walleye fish. My guy had a broken foot, and when I could go, he wasn't going. He's back doing it now. And, okay, let's take that rabbit trail. He's got new electronics, the ones that look out the front.
He's got LiveScope.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like a 14-inch screen on his boat.
They have them up to 27 inches
Oh,
now.
Really? God, it changes the game.
Oh,
man,
yeah.
I mean, you're watching TV. You're not even looking at the water. He's like, right out there, about 34 feet, there's a school of you know, this. And damn if you don't start catching fish, you know.
You ought to see us on the ice with those.
Oh, really?
Yeah, one guy sits there at the side-by-side, and he coaches like 15 guys. Go out there 30 feet, drill a hole. You'll be right on top of him.
Yeah.
And he sees my auger go through the ice.
Yeah, and he was, and I've not fished with him. He was describing it, but he said that you can see your lure.
Oh, yeah.
When it hits the water, you can see your lure go down through the fish, and you can see the fish swimming at it or swimming away from it or... I mean, it's like a whole new game.
Oh, the bass circuit is totally upended by it.
Right. I guess they're thinking about outlawing is the wrong word, but banning them from tournaments and things.
Certain tournaments have gone no electronics.
Yep.
You know, like with our World Ice Fishing Championship, we're no electronics.
Yeah.
But they're doing that during ice fishing. We have some that are like walking only tournaments where you can't take the side-by-sides and the quads and stuff. And it just kind of sets you at a different bar.
Right. It levels it out a little bit because the guy who's got the most money's got the most toys, and there it goes.
And if he knows how to use them, he's dangerous.
Right. Exactly. He's really dangerous. But anyway, so have you been doing any fishing as long as we're talking about that?
Oh, yeah. Heading out this afternoon. We're going to do a little bluegilling.
Oh, yeah?
Over Macosta Way.
Okay. Water's not too warm now?
No, you just got to run a little deeper.
Okay.
They're going to be down over the edge of the drop-off. You just kind of bounce a crawler up.
Yeah.
Sometimes you maybe even, it's kind of like a bass drop shot rig, but you can just bounce that up the slope a little bit, and you'll get a good hit.
Yeah.
A little more work at it. You got to wear a big hat because the sun's out.
Right.
And don't want to get too crisp, and don't want your red neck to be too red.
Right.
But it's a good time of the year to still fish for bluegills.
Yep.
And I'll tell you, when you get back and, you know, fillet them up, take the skin off them,
right,
put them in just a light batter, quick pan fry them up. You don't even have to get out all the oil to deep fry them.
Right.
And, oh, my gosh. Do those with a little bit of, you know, spuds or fries or whatever you're cooking with it
right.
and stuff. Maybe a little coleslaw. Man. People really appreciate that.
Do you season your fish at all when you cook it?
I season the batter.
Okay.
Now, normally with bluegill, we've kind of gone to dry batter.
Okay.
And so you're going to take a little bit of corn. I usually do a third cornmeal, 2/3 all-purpose flour in a Ziploc. I'll put in maybe some Montreal, maybe a little extra garlic powder in that.
Okay.
Shake it all up, and then shake the
fillet. A damp fillet, you drop it in there, shake it up, and it coated.
Enough sticks to
it. All right.
To where you're not doing, if you're doing beer batter, it's a whole different thing.
Right. Well, hey, you've been listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Chaz, thanks for sitting in for Barbecue Bob. You're awesome. I appreciate it. And we'll talk with you next week.
See ya.